Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Mark Walters taking a day as he's traveling abroad, going across the country, getting ready for a wonderful gun show. The SHOT Show is what he's headed out to out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for when you're talking about guns and new gun accessories. Welcome in to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Hour. I am Andy Hoosier, broadcasting live from the USCCA Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios right here in Wichita, Kansas. And it's great to be along with you. I got to fill in a little bit for him in between the Christmas and the New Year's time, and it was so much fun and a blast, and it's an honor to be able to fill in for him yet again. Andy Hoosier, again, filling in as the morning host, usually here on the local station on the Big Talker KQAM out of Wichita, Kansas, right in the heartland of America, where we get to enjoy guns on a daily basis, and there are no shootouts at high noon in the middle of the street. And that's something I think that we can use as a testimony on how great gun control actually is when the people actually get to maintain and keep their firearms. It's great to have you along and great to be with you here. And I want to start off with a story. By the way, happy Martin Luther King Day. Yes, it's Martin Luther King Day, and it's a day that we need to celebrate and a day that we need to remember the true reason of the holiday, which we're going to do after the bottom of the hour here, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I want to start off with a story here. Let's go down to Kentucky. Now, I've grown up in Ohio. I've grown up in Colorado. I've traveled through Kentucky many times. A beautiful land, a beautiful, wonderful place. And down in Kentucky, here's the story that came out about a week ago. One man killed, another wounded in home invasion. One man is dead, and another with life-threatening injuries after they tried to break into a home. Police say they responded to a 911 call Saturday night on January 7th at 11:11 p.m. concerning a shooting at a home. Deputies say after they arrived, they found one man lying in the with gunshot wounds and another man inside with a gunshot wound, deceased. Deputies say it appears that the men burglarized the home, kicking in the door. Neither of the two men shot lived in the end there. That is exactly what happens when you break into a home with someone that owns a firearm. And I say good riddance, right? They broke into the home. They broke the law. They broke the law, and we're not going to allow them to get away with it, right? We actually have a stand your ground law all across the country, state after state after state, that's actually promoting this. And now that we're in 2017, now that we are officially 4 days away from Barack Obama, the end of an era, leaving, kicking him out the door, they're locking the door and allowing President Donald Trump to come in, allowing conservatives to come in to defend the Second Amendment, allowing the NRA to actually be able to promote legislation all across the country, state by state by state. The few that are standing out against this stand your ground laws will soon crumble. This is going to be the year, and I know Mark's talked about this for so long, about this is going to be the year of positivity, not allowing the media to control the mindset here, not allowing the media to get into the mindset of the general public about how terrible Republicanism is, about how terrible conservatism is. This is the year that we get to call shenanigans. This is the year that we get to call them out, and we get to actually promote truth. We get to promote conservatism. We get to promote constitutionalism, and we get to promote the Second Amendment the way it was intended, which is the right for everybody to keep and bear arms. And I think this is a wonderful story here. A great way to kick off a Monday, a great way to kick off Martin Luther King Day, a great way to kick off 2017 with showing someone having the right, having the know-how, having the ability to defend themselves from two people breaking in. Because if you talk to a Democrat, what should you do? Oh, yeah, you should probably go into your bathroom. You should probably lock the door. You should probably call the police, and you should probably cry yourself into the tub until they walk away with whatever they want to, because how dare you try and stand your ground? That's exactly what they would want. And you know the good news? It's working across the states. Stand your ground measure filed in the House in the state of Florida. This coming out just on Friday. Controversial proposal to shift the burden of proof in stand your ground self-defense cases is back this year in the Florida House. Republican Representative Bobby Payne on Friday filed the proposal HB 245 to shift the burden of proof to prosecutors during evidentiary hearings in self-defense cases, meaning that when there's a self-defense case, a break-in, and you defending yourself, instead of you needing to provide proof on you standing your ground and the need to defend yourself, it goes back on the other side for them to prove that it's not a self-defense case, which is nearly impossible. That's kind of good news, ain't it? I kind of like that. The bill stems from Florida Supreme Court ruling back in 2015 that said defendants have the burden of proof to show they should be shielded from prosecution under the Stand Your Ground law. The state Senate approved a similar proposal last year, but the measure failed to reach the House floor. Well, good. Have it start in the House this year, have it go to the Senate, and there you go. Another wonderful state being able to get locked in at what they Stand Your Ground and actually the protection of the individual. And I know Mark would love for us to talk about this because I know he's probably talked about it many, many times right here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Airwaves. And on his Sunday evening show with Armed American Radio, the big booming show that he has out there, this is the wonderful place for us to be able to advance this mindset, this advance this idea. How many other states are going to be moving forward with this? Where is the mentality when it comes to the Second Amendment? Look, politics, it's all about PR. It's all about the media mindset. It's all about the presentation to the general public. And when there's a norm in society, and it's moving like this big bubble, and it's moving like this big cluster, and we're all moving in unison in one direction, it's very hard for one direction to be able to steer it or turn it or change direction of this big cluster, of this big bubble. And it's all because of the general population's interpretation. And when Donald Trump becomes president, when we have a Republican majority in the House, when we have a majority of Republicans in the Senate, when we have a Supreme Court that's actually going to defend those, and we don't have to worry about cases being overturned at the Supreme Court level. Here in the state of Kansas, we have our Second Amendment Protection Act saying other than the Second Amendment, it's the state's rights to decide on what's going to happen with manufacturing, buying, selling, and trading firearms. And we just went through a case right here in the state of Kansas where federal law trumped it, saying that under their Article 6 Supremacy Clause, they had the ability to regulate silencers. Not anymore. And I know Mark's talked about the legislation coming up with silencers on a federal level. But guess what? When we actually feel safe and secure with our court system, with the way they're going to decide on Second Amendment cases, we're going to advance more issues like this all across the country. Right now, Stand Your Ground law, and it's, of course, if you don't know what it is, someone tries to approach you, whether in your house, in your car, sometimes in public places, you have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to pull a firearm, to not run and hide, and actually be able to fire that weapon if need be in order to protect you and your loved ones. States that have legislatively adopted the Stand Your Ground laws right now, 27 states in the country, over half. I think that's success, right? From Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. I think that's success. An additional 9 states have adopted the Stand Your Ground in practice, either through case law, precedent, jury instructions, or by any other means. California, Colorado, Idaho, Illinois, New Mexico, Oregon, Virginia, Washington, an additional 9 states. To me, ladies and gentlemen, this is a success story of the United States. This is a success story of us promoting the Second Amendment. And regardless, remember, all of this has happened with 8 years of President Barack Obama. This has happened throughout the times of having a majority of Democrats in the legislature at the federal level trying to reverse these things, with them trying to demonize the NRA and all the state-level NRAs, all the Second Amendment rights, all the Second Amendment organizations trying to defend your right for these, after demonizing them, after trying the George Soros money falling from the sky with all of these protesters and with everything else going on in the country, this is still being promoted. This is still being exercised, and this is still working in a very fine fashion. And I think this is a great way to start off the new year, don't you think? I think it's success in a wonderful way. Now, the controversy against the Stand Your Ground laws are frequently criticized and called shoot first laws by critics. Of course it is. Well, you don't even ask any questions. Just shoot first and ask later, right? You're darn tootin'. When someone walks into your home and breaks in, busts down your door, breaks through a window, breaks into your backyard, are you going to ask them, hey, what are you doing? Oh, you want some stuff? Well, you know what? Let's negotiate here a little bit. Let's pretend that this isn't actually what you know what? Let's barter a little bit. I'll give you a little bit here if you just leave me alone. I'll give you this stuff if you just don't harm me. Or, you know what? Just come in and take whatever you want, and I'll just go hide and cry in the tub. The Democrat philosophy, maybe we should pee on ourselves too. Well, that's what they ask women for when they, you know, during rape cases. You shouldn't have a firearm. You should just pee on yourself. It'd deter them. They wouldn't want to then afterwards anyways. That's what you should do to protect yourself. You don't need some kind of firearm. Controversy? What kind of controversy is there for a stand your ground? Why is it wrong to shoot first, ask later when someone's going to a place you know they're not supposed to be going to? Andy Hoosier filling in for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark Walters headed out. He's flying right now, I believe, to the SHOT Show out in Las Vegas. He's going to be broadcasting live there for the next couple of days, tomorrow, Wednesday, and I believe possibly on Thursday, or he's traveling on Thursday, but he's going to have a lot of fun. I tell you what, this is the technology guru place for firearms and firearm accessories and everything that goes along with hunting, fishing, shooting, guns, everything of the sort. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to hear what all he's got in store for you for the next couple of days. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. Be right back. Andy Hoosier filling in right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak.3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Well, Mark Walters heading off to the SHOT Show, which you can find their website, by the way, shotshow.org, and they got some cool stuff talking about the gear up, the exhibitors that are going on there, the media that's going to be there, the educational classes that are going to be there. It's going to be a great, great event for the next couple of days. Mark Walters, the great Mark Walters, being able to broadcast live there for the next couple of days, being able to interview some people, talk about some of the things happening there, and giving us the inside scoop on what we get to see as the general public when it comes to some of the latest guns and gun technology, gun accessories, all the great things there. But until then, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios have moved to Wichita, Kansas. The USCCA Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Andy Hoosier phone in for just today. Mark Walters will be back tomorrow. You can find him, armedamericanradio.org. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/MidAmericaReason. Why? Because my show in the morning here on the KQAM airwaves is the voice of reason. Yes, we do talk about reason on a daily basis, and we make fun of those, mostly Democrats, that do not talk reason and common sense in their daily lives. Let's set a situation here for a minute. Let's just paint a picture. You are in your home at nighttime. You're sipping on an adult beverage. You're eating some chips and salsa. You're watching a movie with your family, and someone breaks in. Guess what? You got a handgun. You can defend yourself with your stand your ground laws. End of story. Done. Over. They broke in. You're not supposed to be there. So, you know what? We took care of the situation. We're not going to scare you off. We're not going to allow you walk away with whatever you want to. It's done. Story's done. Game over. Now, let's create a new scenario here. You're in your car, and you're in a parking lot in a public place, or maybe even you're in your driveway, and you park, and you see someone creeping up behind the car. They're wanting to either steal the car, wanting to harm you, wanting to get to your purse or to your wallet or to your trunk if they know something's in your trunk, whatever the case is. You have your firearm. Stand your ground. You defend yourself. You're not going to allow them to steal your car. End of story. It should be, at least. How many states are going to protect that? Well, I don't know. You probably shouldn't have shot them there. You probably shouldn't have defended yourself there. You know what? I'm pretty sure that's my private property. Pretty sure that I have the right to life, the right to defend myself, and the right to defend my own individual property. Because remember, us conservatives, we're all about individualism. We're all about individual sovereignty and our private property. That's what it's all about. Now let's do a new scenario here. You're in a public space, a restaurant, a general store, a grocery store, a retail store, a jewelry store, whatever the case is. You're doing your thing. Someone comes in to rob the place. You're held hostage along with everybody else. Get on your knees. Get down. Give me your cell phones. Yada, yada, yada. You defend it. You pull out that firearm and you defend them. Everybody in that store, everybody in that restaurant, you defend them. You have that right. And they throw a fit about it. Oh, your shoot first laws. How dare you have these shoot first laws? Really? You just saved everybody in there. You just saved everybody in that scenario, everybody that was inflicted by this because they, number one, didn't defend themselves, and number two, they couldn't defend themselves because they didn't have a firearm, and someone, some thug, some punk, some whoever came in and tried to harm you, trying to harm others, and tried to take something that was not theirs. That's really up for debate? To me, as the one, as the voice of reason, as the voice of common sense here, that is the most commonsensical thing you could do. And you see the videos on social media all the time now of a guy pulling into his garage and someone trying to sneak in there. As the garage door's trying to close, guess what? He pulls out the firearm. There it is. Or someone walking into a convenience store. Someone pulls out the firearm and shoots him. Oh, you know what? One goes down. The other one takes off running. The storekeeper pulls out the firearm. Pulls it out. Oh, there they are. It's done and over. Game over. This should not be up for debate. This should not be controversial. It should not be something that anyone second guesses, but it is. And that's a problem. In Florida, self-defense claims tripled in the years following the enactment of this of your stand your ground. And you know what? That's predictable. We could have said that when we first passed it for any state. When you have a state that does not have a stand your ground law, And the looters and the criminals and the robbers are able to get away with whatever they want to. They're able to get away. No one can defend themselves. No one has the right to protect themselves. And all of a sudden, you pass it. Now, try and come in here. The robbers don't know any different. Do you think they're following the laws? Do you think they know what's going on a daily basis? No. They don't follow the laws in the first place. They're robbing something. They come in to break your home, and all of a sudden, guess what? Now someone has a firearm. Yes, the rates are going to go up for a very short while. And then guess what? People are going to second guess whether they're going to go into the store to rob. People are going to walk into the home and second guess whether they want to actually walk into that home and rob. People are actually going to second guess walking up to a parked vehicle with someone in it and rob them or steal that vehicle. Why? Because they don't know whether you're carrying or not. So controversy? Shouldn't be, but it is. Unfortunately, the law's critics argue that Florida's law makes it very difficult to prosecute cases against individuals who shoot others and then claim self-defense. The shooter can argue that he felt threatened, and in most cases, the only witness who could have argued otherwise is the deceased. Let me ask you something. What is arguable about this if someone's walking up to your vehicle in your garage, they have a firearm, and you pull and you shoot them and they die? What is arguable about that? They have a firearm on them. They're on private property when they're not supposed to. How is that negotiable? How is that debatable in any way, sense, or form? If they break into your home and you shoot them and they die, how is that debatable on whether they should be there or not, or whether you feel threatened? If they're someplace they're not supposed to be, I'm pretty sure that constitutes as being threatened. It's unbelievable what they try and get away with here. And it's not even a discussion. It's not even a debate, but they make it one because that's their new PR. That is their new tactic to try and get the general public to say, oh, wait a second. Was it justified? Should they really have done that? Or was there another option? Just like they tell the cops, oh, you should have shot the guy in the leg, not in the chest. How dare you do that? I know it's a life or death situation. I know that they're shooting back at you, but you better shoot them in the leg and not shoot them in the chest. Why? Because they didn't deserve to die. You shouldn't have done that, you evil cops. You shouldn't have done that, you evil private citizen, you. You shouldn't have done that, you evil person that owns a firearm. How dare you do that? Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, all you left-wing Democrats and you hacks, guess what? It's not going to work any longer. We're on the offense now. We're moving forward, and we're advancing our agenda because our agenda is the constitutional agenda, and you're not going to stop us. As much as you want to, it's not going to happen. Justifiable homicides have been found to have increased by 8% in states with stand your ground laws. Absolutely. And you know what? Good. Good. I'm going to say it right now. 8% increase in justifiable shootings. Good. Because that means that we are stopping criminals in their tracks. They try and get away with something. They try and break the law. And I wonder if they vote. Just throwing that out there, too. Someone who actually causes a crime. Someone who actually doesn't know how to be a functional member of society is going to have their voice cast and actually vote in our elections to try and have someone represent them the proper way? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. So you know what? Good 8% increase in justifiable homicides there because we are stopping the criminals in their tracks. And when they see that number, when they see their buddies are no longer around them to help them commit crimes, it's going to stop dead in their tracks. And that's what it's all about. Defending our right, defending our life, defending our families, defending our home and our private property as a constitutionalist, as a libertarian, or as a conservative. That's what it's all about, baby. We have our private property rights, and we're going to defend those to our death. This is your Armed American Radio Daily Defense Hour. Mark Walters out. Andy Hoosier filling in here. We'll be right back after bottom of the hour. This is your Armed American Radio Daily Defense.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new 2-holster combo. Now you can buy 2 complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Well, Mark Walters headed off to Las Vegas, baby, to tear it up with the nice little gun convention with the SHOT Show. ShopShow.org if you want to check out some of the goodies there. But he'll be broadcasting live there for the next couple of days. We are broadcasting live right out of here at Wichita, Kansas, out of the Big Talker, 1480 AM, 102.5 FM, KQAM. I'm the morning host, the voice of reason, Andy Hoosier. Great to have you along as we broadcast a move, the USCCA Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios, right here to the heartland of America in Wichita, Kansas. And by the way, USCCAOnAir.com. With your concealed carry, education, training, self-defense, insurance for the responsible gun owners. All those scenarios that we just talked about in the last segment, you kind of need to get insured and protect yourself because you know that there's going to be the lawsuits. You know that the left-wing hacks are going to try and attack you. You know that they're going to try and use you as an example any possible way that they can in order to advance their gun control agenda. And you need to protect yourself and insure yourself. USCCAOnAir.com. And by the way, they got their 3 packages. The silver, gold, and platinum, anywhere from $300,000 to $1.125 million in protection. If you sign up for any of these 3 packages, you got a couple of days for this one, but you get the nice little giveaway here. 11 chances to win for the next 15 days for a Kimber Tactical Ultra 1911. It's a beautiful handgun, but not only that, but you also get the free package of all the goodies with the videos, with the documentaries, with the nice little stickers and little goodies on there. A lot of great packages, a lot of great gifts, a lot of great ways for you to protect yourself and enjoy it and be stylish while you do it. Now, Sean, jump on here for a minute. You guys, every day around this time, talk about what firearm they're giving away with the Kimber Tactical Ultra 1911 this time, but also what's a good recipe that goes along with it. And I got to say, the last couple of times I gave you all the recipes I have. I'm all checked out on recipes, but you said you had one. What kind of recipe do you have today? Because I'm feeling a little hungry.
Oh, well, you know, I've been designing recipes here the last couple of years. This is a great one. It's an easy one. It's a twist on Rotel dip. I call it taco seasoned Rotel dip. And basically what you do is you get two cans of Rotel, two cans of Rotel tomato deals, a big old block of Velveeta cheese, and a tube of breakfast sausage. So what you do, and then you can modify this, and you get two packs of taco seasoning. And so what you do is you basically brown your sausage, then you add your Rotel tomato stuff, and sure, keep the juice in there, and then you add both of the taco seasonings. You mix that really, really well. Then you melt your cheese, and then you put it all together, and it's just amazing. It's like a taco seasoned queso. It is great.
I was going to say, it sounds kind of like a queso, but with some sausage instead of ground beef.
Yes.
The diced tomatoes in there kind
exactly.
of would add some great flavor. That sounds really good.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what I'm doing tonight?
Yeah, and you can, and since you are a heat type of guy, you can incorporate your last recipe with it. And I'm telling you, man, this is every time I've served this or I've taken it to a party, people just go crazy over it.
I could throw in a few diced jalapenos and serrano peppers, and man, you're good to go.
Yep.
Well, I know what I'm going to try tonight, then.
Give it a try.
Sean.
It's actually, right. And I like to use Taco Bell taco seasoning because I just like the way they taste. And like you said,
the fire stuff.
Exactly. And you can vary, you know, if you don't want to use sausage, you can use ground beef, you can use ground turkey. I've actually mixed up Italian sausage in there as well. So there are different ways of making it, but that's the basis of it.
I like it. Sean, I'm gonna try that one. I appreciate that recipe, my friend.
Anytime, just let me know.
Good times indeed. Good times indeed. Man, oh man. You can find Mark Walters, armedamericanradio.org, with his website. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/midamericareason, because I am, ladies and gentlemen, your voice of reason, or at least try to be, with somewhat commonsensical discussions here. Today is Martin Luther King Day, which, by the way, happy Martin Luther King Day to everyone, because today's a significant day, and the Democrats have used and abused this holiday to no end, to no extent. They continue on Martin Luther King about changing things, about making things better, which she's right. Absolutely making things better. Absolutely fighting for equal rights. Absolutely defending individualism. And you know what he stood for? He stood for not looking at someone's skin color. He stood for not looking at someone's identity. He stood for not looking at someone's gender. He stood for not looking at someone's heritage. He stood for looking at somebody's character and who they were as an individual. Now tell me, when was the last time that a liberal Democrat progressive has talked about someone's individualism? Never. It's all about the common good. It's all about the greater good. It's all about the groupthink because, oh, here's the African-American group, here's the white group, here's the Hispanic group, here's the yada, 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 and it goes on and on. They don't talk about individuals. They don't talk about the person. And that's not what Martin Luther King advocated for. He advocated to disregard skin color or gender identity, or today in the millennials' terms, a gender identity crisis where a 4 foot Asian woman wants to be looked at as a 6 foot white guy. Apparently that's okay because we need to tolerate you. And oh, you know what? We don't want to tell you that's not okay because you have the right to be whoever you want to. The party of science, not really advocating for science in any way, shape or form in that discussion. But that's another discussion we'll have at a later time. So the big question today is Martin Luther King. How does he relate to guns? This is a gun show, right? This is about Second Amendment. How does he relate to that? Well, guess what? On civil rights leaders and gun owner Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is best known as a man of profound peace who applied Gandhi's teachings of nonviolent direct action to the plight of oppressed blacks in America and set the stage for the civil rights movement. He believed strongly in human rights to self defense and even applied for a handgun carry permit himself after his house was bombed, although he was denied. UCLA law professor Adam Winkler said, quote, this was in his book Gunfight, quote, most people think King would be the last person to own a gun. Yet in 1956, as the civil rights movement heated up, Dr. King turned to firearms for self-protection, and he even applied for a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Now, this is an individual who promoted peace. Very much so. The left says that he wanted to change things. He wanted to radicalize. He didn't want to radicalize. He wanted peace. He wanted to go through the legislation, which is why he held rallies in Washington, D.C. Real rallies. Real, actual rallies that actually change things, that actually set the mindset of the general public, not the rallies and the protests that go on in today's terms with the millennials. Hashtag sad. Hashtag sad puppy face. Hashtag we're going to change the world. Really? Well done. You got a whole 20 people to do your hashtag, and now you started a movement, baby. Or maybe it's going to be like the Donald Trump inauguration protesters, where they're going to, I don't know, smoke weed. Did you hear about this one? Oh, yeah, the 420 weed smokers. They're going to wait for 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the inaugural speech, and they're going to light up and smoke marijuana. True protesters. Really changing things there. Hey, we're going to go on federal property, which, by the way, it's illegal to smoke marijuana, even though it's recreationally allowed to smoke in the D.C. area. But on federal property, you're not allowed to smoke marijuana. We're going to really stand for something. We're going to go there, man, and we're going to see the inauguration. And at 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the speech, we're going to light up, man. And it's going to be so awesome, and we're going to change things. And then when I go to prison, I'm going to hold that certificate, and I'm going to frame it and say, I protested, and I'd made change to the world, man. If you realize I'm not a big fan of the marijuana thing. But we'll talk about that at a later time as well. But this is real change. Real advocacy. Really, truly, honestly wanting to make a difference in the world. And that's what Martin Luther King Jr. did. And that's why he's held so highly in regards. William Worthy, a black journalist who covered King in the 1950s, reported he once went to sit down in an armchair in King's living room and almost sat on a loaded gun. King's advisor, Glenn Smiley, described the greatest pacifist's home as containing, quote, an arsenal. So guess what? On Martin Luther King Day, as all the left-wing progressives try to talk about how he needed to change things through radicalization, through violence when needed to, through whatever else they try to advocate for, he was a man of individualism, of individual character, and the protection of the Second Amendment. There it is, baby. Happy Martin Luther King Day. USCCA's Armed American Radio Daily Defense. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Well, Mark Earl Walters, rocking and rolling, flying out to Las Vegas for the SHOT Show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. He'll be broadcasting out there the next couple of days. We got one more second with you. It's great to have you along. Great to be with you. Andy Hoosier, broadcasting live out of Wichita, Kansas here. And it's always an honor to be able to fill in for Mark, the great Mark Walters, as he does his daily Armed American Radio Daily Defense with the USCCA Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. They've been moved to Wichita here today. They'll be moving out to Las Vegas for the next couple of days. And we may be with you on Thursday. We may not. We'll kind of keep an ear out and see what his plans are as the expo continues on throughout this week. Here's the question for you that I have. Wrapping up Martin Luther King Day, do you think that with his teachings that he had, do you think that that would fall into the category of the Black Lives Matter movement today? Do you think that with the message that Martin Luther King Jr. preached all so long ago, so many years ago, that that would fall into the new Black Panthers movement today? Now, I understand that the Black Panthers movement started as a movement, a more radical movement of Martin Luther King back in the day there. But the new revised version 2.0 Black Panthers movement today of calling cops pigs, of trying to divide individuals more so, do you think that that would fall under his message of trying to get along, work along, and not look at somebody's skin color today? I don't think so. What about Al Sharpton? What about Jesse Jackson? What about Jeremiah Wright? All of them, all of these civil rights activist movements, including, mind you, the KKK that is brought to you, paid for, and has been established through the Democratic Party since the beginning, has all been under the Democrats. And all of them, mind you, has all divided you by class, by income levels, by color, by gender, by heritage. They love to divide and conquer. That's what the Democrats are best at. Or how about this one? The entire message today, Americans had existed since the colonial era, the first actual piece of gun control legislation written in this country was targeted at blacks to keep them unarmed. Though it would be hard to argue that all gun control is racist, it's difficult to deny that its roots right here in North America are in subjugation, a reality not lost to the thought of shapers of the civil rights era. Imagine, just remember all the way back when, When individuals advocated for slavery, the Democrat Party. When individuals advocated for segregation, the Democrat Party. When individuals advocated for the Jim Crow laws, the Democrat Party. And tried to enforce all of these things. You don't think about where the first gun control laws came from, did you? Oh, no. That was back in 1813, really, with Kentucky, when they started to advocate for this. Gun control. When it comes to the idea of the militia versus individual sovereignty versus the right to keep and bear arms versus the right for the state to be able to regulate this militia kind of thing. That's when the first one came about. But gun control laws really kicked off after the Civil War, just post-Civil War, when they were during the Reconstruction times when the South lost. And guess what? Under the 14th Amendment, they included the Privileges and Immunities Clause, trying to debate on whether the black community, after being freed as slaves, would be able to actually exercise the right of the Second Amendment to keep and bear arms. All of these laws, you don't think about it, but the history of all of these things, the history of all the regulations at the federal level have been done in order to oppress certain groups, certain individuals, and certain classes. And they're all done by the liberal progressive mindset. Now, again, not all Democrats, because some Democrats, now, wait a second, I like my guns. Great. But it's a mindset, it's a political philosophy, it's a political vision and an agenda of the liberal progressive mindset. And that's always on the left, regardless of what social group that you're in, what class that you're in, what minority group that you're in, what you're advocating for. It's all on the left-wing progressives, even when it comes to gun regulation and gun control. The initial one, all the way back when, the initial gun control was advocating to oppress the black community so that they wouldn't have firearms. Imagine that. We can go into the idea, and you've heard many debates from many other talk show hosts about Planned Parenthood and how that was started to control the population of the African-American community. That's how it started, and now it's all over the place, and they advocate to defend it. And it doesn't make any sense. And now same here today. The own people that it's trying to oppress and the sole intent of the oppression with these gun control laws are the same ones that are advocating to defend them and allow them to continue when it was based on racism from the very beginning, based on Democrat liberal progressivism. That's what it's all about. Now, to wrap up the show, Mark always likes to do a happy story of the day, the happy ending of the Armed American Radio Daily Defense broadcast for a Monday. And here's the great story. Armed civilian kills a suspect, saving the life of an Arizona trooper. The trooper, Edward Anderson, responded to an emergency call, a report that someone had shot at his vehicle under cover of darkness from the median of Interstate 10 in Arizona. The 27-year-old veteran of the Arizona Department of Public Safety was en route to the spot when he spotted a rollover car, a woman laying on the ground, apparently ejected from her vehicle. The trooper exited his car to mark the area with road flares. As he did so, an assailant struck. The suspect shot Anderson between the right shoulder and the chest once or possibly twice, according to Colonel Frank Milstead, Arizona's Public Safety Department director. The reason the suspect fired at the trooper was the director called an ambush-style attack. For whatever reason, hating the cops, wanting to do something about it. An ambush remained a mystery as of Thursday morning. Anderson's gunshot wound rendered his right arm and hand useless. Still, though, the trooper and suspect engaged in a physical combat, and the attacker gained the upper hand. Just imagine that. And they try to say that the cops are the evil pigs, right? They're the ones that don't care about the general public. Okay. A man driving with his wife on interstate witnessed the altercation while it's happening. He stopped his vehicle and approached the trooper, asking if the officer needed help. Anderson did, and when he replied with the affirmation, the passerby retrieved a gun from his car. Now, under Arizona law, it takes it even to the next level, and I love this. Why don't we do this in the rest of the states? Well, we're working on it. It is legal to use deadly force in defense of a third person whose life is threatened. Amen to that. After arming himself, the passerby confronted the suspect, giving him orders to stop assaulting the officer, and the suspect refused. The man fired, mortally wounding the suspect. As Anderson lay bleeding on the highway pavement, another civilian phoned for help and said, quote, the suspect is occasionally breathing and stirring. He's been shot by a passerby. The armed motorist kept watching over the suspect while the caller radioed for help. The interview with Arizona's ABC Channel 15, quote, if he would have tried to stand up, he would have been shot again, according to the individual, the citizen that stood up and defended a trooper. That's what it's all about. And to wrap it up on one nice little bow today, when it comes to the stand your ground laws, when it comes to defending your private property, life is the greatest private property that you can have. The rights of you, the individual sovereignty of you, and the right for you to help someone in need and defend them as well. And I don't know very many states that even allow that. That is an amazing story. That is something we need to hear more often. But guess what? The mainstream media is not going to cover it, are they? Of course not. Mainstream media is never going to cover something like that. Why? Because that advocates the use of the Second Amendment and advocate for someone to protect not only themselves, but someone else in a time of need. And that is the use of deadly force. And they don't want to see that. What are they too worried about, the liberal progressives? Oh, yeah, they're too worried about Barnum and Bailey's actually having elephants in their circus, so we need to shut them down because animals are more important than humans. We don't care if someone's actually going out and robbing and looting and stealing and doing their thing, burning cars, tipping over cars, stealing, robbing, breaking into houses, trying to steal somebody's car. They don't care. They don't care. We raped the earth of their resources anyways, according to the environmental wackos and the animal rights people. They don't really care. They want to make sure that the animals are being treated fairly. They want to make sure that the elephants are being treated fairly. And you know what? It's really sad to see Barnum and Bailey's go. Their last shows, I believe, are in May. So if you want to try and catch one throughout the country with their last 30 shows, I get on that because it's not going to be happening again. And it's really devastating to see that they have won in that sense. But we have won on the march to the Second Amendment in the road to constitutional carry and the right to defend our private property. And that's what I'm really excited about. I love it. It's always an honor and a great pleasure to be filling in for the great Mark Walters. Andy Hoosier from Wichita, Kansas here. Hopefully I'll be able to join you again at some point. But until then, Mark Walters will be at the SHOT Show tomorrow right here on your Armed American Radio Daily Defense. Have a great day, everybody.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.